Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 1st, 2022. I'm Jen Cutter. Sony announced it intends to acquire the game developer Bungie for $3.6 billion. Sony says the company will remain an independent subsidiary and will be free to self-publish and reach players at its discretion. Bungie was founded in 1991, acquired by Microsoft in 2000, with Halo made an Xbox launch title, went independent in 2007, then signed a 10-year publishing deal with Activision in 2010, ending the partnership in 2019. Josh Wardle's Wordle, the viral daily word puzzle website, has been purchased by the New York Times for an undisclosed low seven-figure sum. In a Twitter statement, Wardle says, when the game moves to the New York Times side, it will be free to play for everyone, and that he was working to preserve current wins and streaks. 3 days after Politico's report on Crisis Text Line's data-sharing relationship with Loris AI, the nonprofit has ceased the arrangement, asked Loris to delete the received data, and updated its terms of service and privacy policy. Last week, Crisis Text Line defended the practice as ethically sound and that data was not personally identifiable, though security experts note this anonymized data set could potentially be traced back to individuals. The company states, "We are grateful for the feedback from community members and experts." Bloomberg sources say Microsoft's Activision Blizzard deal will be reviewed by the FTC instead of the Justice Department. The FTC will investigate whether the takeover harms competition. Under FTC Chair Lina Khan, the agency also sued to block NVIDIA's proposed purchase of ARM, as well as Lockheed Martin's deal to buy Aerojet Rocketdyne Holdings Incorporated. Google Messages is rolling out iMessage reactions in beta for Android users. Google Messages converts iMessage reactions, tapbacks, making them similar to the iOS experience as responses will appear on the bottom right corner of sent messages. Google is focusing on using face emojis instead of symbols. For example, responding with a heart on iOS will show up as smiling face with heart eyes instead, and a question mark as thinking face, though thumbs up and thumbs down display as expected. Pinterest expanded its AR shopping features, now working with retailers like Crate & Barrel, Walmart, West Ham, and Wayfair to offer 80,000 shoppable pins that can be virtually placed in homes through its lens camera. Once viewing an item, users can proceed to purchase it directly through the retailer. This is part of Pinterest's try-on AR efforts, which have previously focused on beauty products. Pinterest says users are 5 times more likely to buy from try-on-enabled pins than standard pins from retailers. According to ABC News, Tesla is issuing an over-the-air update to recall the full self-driving feature allowing cars to roll through stop signs while in assertive profile. The update disabling the rolling stops is expected in early February. Tesla reportedly agreed to the recall, which will affect nearly 54,000 vehicles, after meetings with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Tesla notes it is unaware of any incidents involving the feature. Weeks after shutting down its smartphone services, BlackBerry announced it will sell legacy patents related to mobile devices, messaging, and wireless networking for $600 million. Patents related to BlackBerry's current business operations, like cybersecurity and automotive software, are not part of the transaction. Catapult IP Innovations is a special-purpose vehicle formed to purchase the patents, and the sale process is expected to take up to 210 days. India announced plans for its central bank to launch a digital rupee by 2023, as well as a new tax scheme for NFTs and cryptocurrencies. Transferring any virtual assets will be taxed at 30%, and there is also a proposed 1% tax deduction at the source for payments related to purchasing virtual assets. This proposal was not made through a still-awaited cryptocurrency and regulation of official digital currency bill. HBO Max expands to 15 new European countries on March 8th, though the United Kingdom, Germany, and Italy won't see the service until 2023 due to a previous WarnerMedia deal with Sky. Six more European countries are expected to join the rollout later this year, including Greece and Turkey. Google and Microsoft are providing another $5 million to the Alpha Omega project by the Open Source Security Foundation, designed to secure the software supply chain by finding zero-day vulnerabilities with maintainers. This announcement follows the White House hosting an open source security summit due to the widespread Log4j vulnerability. Alpha works with project maintainers of critical open source projects to identify and fix security vulnerabilities. Omega will identify at least 10,000 of the most widely used OSS projects and apply automated security analysis to locate issues in long-tail open source projects. And Meta is introducing 3D avatars to Instagram stories and direct messages, alongside updating the avatars in Facebook and Messenger in the US, Canada, and Mexico. Users will be able to appear as their virtual selves in stickers, posts, profile pictures, and more, including Quest VR. In a blog post, CEO Mark Zuckerberg says the metaverse is a priority for the company, and one day you'll have multiple avatars ranging from expressive to photorealistic. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.